Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good. Is this evening?
It is, and it's so bright outside. I'm so excited. Weird. That's why it's weird. Like, it's afternoonish. Good early evening.
I like it like this.
I love this.
And we are Wasted on Wednesday. I am Casey, and the lady to the right of me is
Tina Lorraine Brown.
And it's good to see you, Tina.
Thank you. Sorry, I wasn't here last week.
I know.
I was so sick. Thank you for hanging in there and holding
it. Migraines is a real deal.
It is. And you know, 20% of migraine sufferers get auras in their eyes. Mm-hmm. These, like, white, floaty clouds and stuff. Oh, God. It makes you nauseous.
My roommate has a bad... He has to shut it down. Ugh. Stay in a room. No nothing.
God bless him.
And I got to turn down the music. I can't have... Yeah. I can't be turning
don't
up.
Don't walk around hard. Yeah. You're going to be like, ooh, the thumping. Oh, my God.
Nausea, too. You get the nausea, too?
Yeah, all that.
That would just wreck me.
So what's good?
Well, let's get the sponsors out of the way. Once again, we're brought to you by Bellorian and Manoogian LLP, the great law firm, 818 Injury 8. They handle all accidents, traffic, everything but murder. So if you have...
But they can refer you, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure they can find someone to help you through that. And our next sponsor is Loyalty Auto Group. One of the guys was supposed to be here. He's on his way, Art. So we'll talk about the auto group in a minute. So let's get into... What did I miss? What did you miss from me last week? Same old Casey weekend. You know I do it. This weekend was pretty cool, though.
And watching Manchester. Is this all year round, the Manchester thing?
It's 9 months out of the year.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
And what's Manchester United mean? Is that the slogan? I just got that from movie Beer Fest.
I'm glad you asked for that. It's a city in Manchester, England.
It's called, Manchester.
Manchester. Okay. There's two of them. The city and we call them the noisy neighbors. They wear blue and we're the United, the OGs. We run everything. So we're the most winningest team in the world. the second wealthiest sports organization in the world.
Ow.
We were founded in 1878.
I
know. I did that. It's so embarrassing because I did that a couple of days ago. Talking to some female friends of mine.
You're really passionate about this.
I was like, we're about to play. And they're like, you act like you're about to go out there and run around.
Are you down with the team?
I'm down. I might go to Australia and see him this summer.
That's intense.
Yeah. I got to get you there.
Fan. Like Michael Jackson, super fan.
Yeah, we're hooligans.
Yeah.
Have you seen Green Street Hooligans yet?
No. I only saw the hooligans in Beer Fest.
Yeah, that's kind
of. I think that was a good representation of how crazy you guys are.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It gets crazy.
We're just fighting and singing songs and
lots
like
of
that.
Singing, lots of hugging, lots of foul language.
Love it.
But you know, it's good. It's like there's a lot of history involved.
That's good.
So, what'd you do? How are you doing?
A lot better. So while I was home, I was watching Michael Jackson leaving Netherland. Look, Neverland.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Why not? You got to be
I know,
in the know.
And you told me, you know, we're in the media. We need to watch this. We need to be able to talk about it. And the thing is, you know, I'm friends with some members of the family. And, you know, it's like...
It's like hearing something about a close member of your family. So you're like, I don't want to hear that, yo. I don't want to hear that.
Not here to defend himself. Yeah. And
it's definitely one-sided. It was very disturbing. I had to watch it in several parts.
It's heavy one-sided, though.
Oh, yeah. It's only what they say. Yeah, it's totally... they have pictures and recordings. But they have... You know what's so funny? So they have... It's like 4 hours. So they have all this evidence. They have voicemails while Michael was talking to... You know, leaving messages. And, you know, you could tell the banter on the messages. Like, they were really close. They were... You know, he calls them, like, Big Head and Little One and all these cute little pet names and stuff like that. And it's like, why are we recording all this stuff? They have pictures of every place they've been traveling. Like, it was off the chain. But, I mean, I just would have expected that they had, like, some bloody underwear or something. Like, when you watch it, you'll get what I'm saying. They've got so much...
I mean,
catalog.
I feel
except
like,
for some bloody underwear.
I feel like it's disturbing. I mean... I'm not, I don't want to say the kids, I want to say anyone's a liar, you know, but.
They're storytelling.
It's just weird to me. I just, I mean, I have a whole problem with if you went to court and you said, okay, this didn't happen.
Yeah. And they both
and then
it.
Now you're coming back out and saying you won.
And if you watch the documentary, they ask Wade, and it, they have a visual shot of him. So he doesn't even look like he's lying. When he's like, no, somebody's asking him several questions. Like, has Michael touched you? Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, he's a kind guy. He loves people and animals. He's the greatest person I've ever met. He was like, no. Like, he almost looked annoyed by the questioning. He didn't look like a kid that was being groomed or trained to say nice things about Michael.
I listened to what Paris, the daughter, says.
Yeah.
And she's having a tough time with this.
You better not open this with your mouth in front of me. Are you going to open that with your mouth?
Oh, God. I wasn't even.
Okay, one more time. And next time, I'm bringing an opener.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And she's having a tough. She's having a tough time with it.
It's yeah.
I mean, because I think she's been basically just been staying in. But, you know, then they showed this thing with how LaToya was saying shit. And
oh, that bothered me. I felt like even if you did feel that way, don't say nothing like that. Like
I don't want to be ignorant or naive and be like, no, because I think I deserve the right to go investigate it myself. But I know I don't want to believe it, you know?
And that's what it is.
That's what it is, isn't it? I mean, it does feel like a family member, you know?
Yes. And, you know, again, with my psychology, it's a thing called the halo effect. We just, you know, the halo, like an angel, we just refuse to believe that celebrities do
and
certain
then,
things.
And
you
Oprah's
know?
Back in it is so heavy.
Yeah.
That's
and then
heavyweight.
She's hanging out with Harvey Weinstein, so that's like.
Is she really?
Right there. Yeah, they have pictures. Like, that's a boo. You know, they hang out and stuff. I mean, you know, that's crazy.
I know. When you and I talked before the show, like, it just seems like you can be accidentally considered a predator. I mean, like you said, you get in the hood and you see, you know, young girls walk by. I've heard it. I've heard grown men say, oh, you're going to be real nice looking when you get
old.
Yeah,
that's the line.
Oh, yeah, girl. You look like your mama.
Yeah. You're like,
wait a minute. So you sizing up a 12-year-old or something like that? And it's like, I've never been in that situation where I would, you know.
And now you really better not. Look.
No. It's so touchy these days. I mean, it's like, even now with work, it's a lot of side hugs and.
Yeah.
But that's adults. I'm just, the whole child thing is just.
But it's part of like being a dad. I remember my father would teach me to not sit on a man's lap. Like I couldn't even sit on his father's lap.
Right.
Like I remember, you know, driving home from my family's house in Queens and dropping my grandpa off and it was no room and I'm the smallest kid. And it was like, you know, well, she could sit on my lap. He's like, nah.
Jamaican men are like that too.
No.
Come off my lap. No. Sit on the chair.
Yeah.
Picnic, sit there.
Or sit on the floor.
Sit on something. But then they see Jamaicans get up and dance, and you'd be like, wait a minute.
You're whining.
You're whining. You're teaching the kids how to whine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so, man. Yeah. It's like right now is a heavy time. I was, you know, sitting like, all these celebrities are just wilding.
It's like, what are we going to, someone posted, you know, Frankie Beverly gets in trouble. What are we going to listen to at the barbecue? And I was laughing because I'm like, we can't listen to R. Kelly. And then people that we listened to that had songs with R. Kelly. Like, I was trying to listen to Snoop Dogg's album the other day on my Pandora. Mm-hmm. And was blocked.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is this song blocked? And they was like, you know, license and reasonings or whatever. And I was like, damn. Like, I can't even listen to the R. Kelly song that he did with Snoop Dogg on Snoop's album. I just thought they were banning R. Kelly's shit.
That Hov and Kelly album is probably one of the best R&B hip-hop.
Everybody is saying that.
But you can't listen to it.
That is so crazy. Everybody is saying that. I didn't really feel that way.
You didn't feel it?
No, I just didn't. I didn't think he's from Brooklyn. Well. I didn't like it.
You know how y'all Bronx heads get?
No, we loved Jay-Z. That is funny you said that because the Bronx and Brooklyn, we just don't get along for whatever reason. There's no real reason. I don't know. But yeah,
well,
we always love Jay-Z. But everybody else, we'd be like, don't trust Brooklyn niggas. Like, you don't.
I thought it was Queens. Queens niggas you don't
trust.
No,
Queens guys are very gentlemanly.
Really?
They're very clean cut.
I feel like they hustle.
Nah,
too
they hustle, but they don't have a reason to. That's the difference. Like, they grew up in homes.
Niggas.
They have two parent homes. They go to private schools and stuff. It's like, what are you hustling for? An extra pair of Timberlands? It's adorable.
She says it's adorable.
Wait, did you see all these butterflies?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I didn't. I saw it and I didn't get the hype off it like everybody did. Because people were just like, oh, it's so amazing. Then it has
so many butterflies. Well, I'm driving through Laurel Canyon. Yo, it looked like if you went camping and you saw gnats everywhere. That's how many Yo, it was probably like 1,000 butterflies in front of me. Literally. Literally, I took video. It was like that.
It was like there's a billion. Some people are like, "Is this a sign of an end of the world?"
Oh, that's spooky as hell. No, actually, it's science and it has something to do.
Here's
with
art.
What up? What up? What up? How are you?
Put on your headphones, Art.
Mr. Lateness.
Oh, I have to shake my hand.
What you bring me to drink?
Oh my lord! Put your headphones on so we do your sound check real quick. You know this is live.
Did you bring me an extra cup? All right.
Yeah, the bottom one's clean.
Aww.
Talking to it.
I can hear you.
Go now.
What's up, fellas? What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
I can't hear him. Sam's going to run in here a second. Do it again.
Can you hear me now?
I think we need to turn it up. That's all. Go ahead.
Because I can hear you.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
How are you guys doing?
I can't hear him.
Como estas? Todo bien.
Hold on. I'm probably doing it all wrong. Try now.
You guys can hear me.
Oh, there
me
it
now?
Is. There it is. All
You're
right.
You're listening to Ghetto Radio.
All right. Hey, Art. How you doing?
What's up?
You got two prep for the show.
Hey, yes. Shout out to Casey Gale, my brother, who put me on this. So. Aww,
I see you.
It was my first time.
Nice Thank to meet you. Thank you for bringing gifts. I appreciate
it. Well, Art's one of our sponsors for Loyalty Auto Works. He's always talking good about you guys. Cause
I need you to look at my car. I have some damage.
No, but he gets you. He's a car salesman.
Car salesman, even better. Ooh, talk your shit. Go ahead.
Man, he's always throwing deals at me during the day too. Like he's like, "Hey, what's the GMC you had last week? Like something down, thousand down. You can get it for like
whatever the make, model, and whatever it is. We get you hooked up."
Okay, so tell
me. What about if they have bad credit? What's up with that?
That shouldn't be an issue. They just got to have a little bit more cash.
You guys work with a specific finance company or you go through the dealerships?
Dealerships and banks the dealerships go through.
Okay, why would I go to you versus a dealership?
Because we get you
wholesale. I mean, I know why, but.
We get you wholesale prices.
Mm.
When you walk into a dealer sales floor, for instance,
okay,
the way they train is to get you by the balls. You know what I'm saying?
Sticker shot.
And that's what it is. That's how they train. You can't blame them, but that's what it is. But we get you the back end prices, the wholesale prices.
Oh, that's good to know.
I think we all need that out here.
Yeah, because every time they're throwing deals at me, they're like, $230 a month, want something a month. They're like, for a car?
That sounds excellent.
Now we get you. We get you a whole lot of discounts.
How much
are
you going to get in their big Range Rover for a month? Yeah. I'm just going to have to just move out the apartment, though, like I said.
Give us a call. Not a problem, bro. Give us a call. 818-200-0333.
This is going to be my question to everybody I see. This is my next question. Watch this. I'm going to ask everybody, did you see the Michael Jackson documentary?
I don't believe in that shit, honestly, man.
What do you mean you don't believe in it?
No, I just don't believe in it.
You don't believe he did it?
No. As soon as he died, they just came out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should have done it when he was alive, when they had the ball.
Yeah, so he'd be the man. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Because now, you know, he's dead. That's what he saw his nephews today. They were banging.
Yeah. And a lot of people, they trying to do that too, man.
How long you been in the car business?
About 5 years.
Wow.
A little over 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like...
I used to do it back in the days, and then I quit for a while, and now I'm back in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell your wife that we'd be watching your hood watch.
Hell yeah. She tuning in right
How
now.
How many cars you
Sophia,
have?
Sophia, I love you.
Sophia.
That's sweet. I need to find me someone to say I could love them on the radio.
But they got Definitely. To be down with Manchester United.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, he I'm knows. Down with my brother right here, man.
He knows.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does I got Sophia a jersey and all that. Of course she does.
Oh, my God. What a
she
good
She supports
woman.
My... Football on Sundays and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Love what football it. Team you like on Sundays?
Rams.
Yeah.
My team.
Okay, you fine.
Okay.
You fine.
Do
you feel that the dealerships, when they come to you, do you think they get up, when you take a deal from it, do they try to hide deals from you guys too? Because you guys don't compete with the dealerships. You work
with
them.
Here's the deal. We get you the lowest price as possible. But when they shopping you, they just go all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But no matter what the deal is, I beat the dealership price.
Wow.
You bring me a deal, I beat it any second.
I like how you guys were saying, Hiro's telling me how Infiniti is a good car to get for luxury. Because they have the best prices.
Yeah, he's right, yeah.
Wow. See, there's things like that people need to know. How do you feel about the Mini Coopers? I like those.
You can always get a parking spot in Los Angeles.
That's what I'm saying.
Definitely will.
You can low fit payments. That bad boy.
Oh, my goodness.
But I definitely don't think it's a panty dropper. Like, if a guy rolled by me in that. And I'm not even, like,
wait a
superficial
minute.
Or anything. Let but me tell you something. That's a clown car. I'm not going on a date in that. You can just see me driving around Chevrolet.
I was one of those. I go nuts.
I am not going
damn,
on
you brought a
date
big
in
bottle
that.
Of check. What are you doing to your prep?
What are you telling them to call you?
Sign language.
Oh, my good. Oh, my God.
No, that's my brother.
Yeah.
I told him I got to call him back.
How long are you going to be in the, down there tonight?
Where? Down here in the office?
Yeah.
Whenever I finish up with the delivery.
Yeah, you got one going right now?
Yeah, definitely.
Look at that.
Always.
All right. Well, you know, we just wanted to get some info on the dealership. This is one of our sponsors. They're great. The number is
818-200-0333.
He's wasted.
And this is,
check us out on Instagram, Yelp Loyalty Auto Group.
I tried to tag you guys
on Instagram at Loyalty Auto Group.
I always try to tag you guys. Okay. I can't
and
tag.
If you got any, if you have any questions, you can always hit us up.
What
on
if I had
email.
A repo?
All right, get in DM. For
we'll help you out. That's not an issue.
That's what I like about you guys. You
repo,
guys,
bankruptcy, whatever.
You guys definitely make people happy. I don't know what it is. I know what it is now. So.
You always see the cars in the parking lot.
Of course I do. I get jelly sometimes.
I mean, are these like hoopties or like decent cars?
No. Brand new.
It's a 2019 and up. So
what?
Yeah.
This is impressive. Yes.
And then they find cars that if you, like there's a certain model you want, they find it. I've seen cars come from what? Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. The Vegas, New Jersey, Denver, Colorado.
Wow, you guys work really hard. How
wherever
long, how
you
long
need
have you been
from,
in business?
Whatever options you need.
Yeah, whatever color. If what if I get the Burberry? Yeah. What if I want that Burberry? It's
that Burberry.
Y'all do hood, you hood it
I
out.
I saw a guy. He had Burberry. What do you call it? The
wrap?
Shrink wrap outside
wrap?
His car. Yeah, I was looking.
Was
to
it
see.
A Porsche?
Yeah,
I seen
is that
car.
A wrapper?
I seen it.
I was saying because his hair looked like Travis Scott or whatever.
I seen
it was
that
like
car.
Dress. I
seen
was like,
him.
Oh, I bet it's some goofy ass wrapper. And it was right after the Burberry incident, so
yeah,
I was like, "Oh, he probably feels
what's
nice."
What's the Burberry incident?
Where they had the model on the runway with the noose around her neck?
What?
Yeah, it was a few weeks.
I'm
ago.
Still trying to get off the Gucci thing when they had the on the blackface.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. And then Prada did something. Chanel will be next. I just cannot keep up.
All right. Well, that's all we wanted to do. You want to hang out? You want to chill?
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about
topics.
Chill.
I love it.
Chill.
I'm going to do this more often.
Oh, see, now everybody wants to do it more often. Yeah. Ani.
Are you going to come hang out? You could be our third wheel.
Yeah.
I love that. That'd
I need to get
cool.
like, I need to get a car. I need to, you guys don't rent cars though. That'd be dope though.
Mm. Oh, we got rentals too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here.
See? I didn't even know
absolutely.
That.
Wait. So if my friends come to town from New York City,
we got
they
about,
can hit you
over,
up and rent
50
a car.
Makes and models in Reynolds. So if you need to just holler at us, yeah.
That is incredible.
Okay.
That's
okay. That's different. That's all new now.
That is.
No.
Because I need to, you know.
Everything we got it on lockdown.
You know, I want to be like, you know, like a rapper and rent a car out on the weekend.
Have a new ride every weekend.
I remember
you're
dude,
my brother. You get that shit for free, man.
I remember
even,
dude used to rent cars and put rims on a rental for the weekend.
That is so corny.
Oh, yeah, but they
but
do
if
it.
If it gets the panties dropping.
I'm mad about you talking about that my Mini Cooper one.
Hell no. That is mad corny, B. That
really?
Is mad corny. Yes.
Shit.
Yes. A man of your
say it.
Status
yes.
should have a really nice, sexy ride.
Oh, no. That's what I really need. I'm going to get a Range Rover before I die.
My boy KC about to hop on the range, man.
Yes.
Range game shrunk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hook that up.
Oh, yeah. This is my dude. I talk to him every day.
Really?
Yeah, he's
we
nuts.
Talk together every him. Day. And have deep conversations.
Okay. We got to get back on these topics now.
Ooh.
Let's talk
about
Kels.
MJ?
Did you see R. Kelly's
tape? Okay, the new tape. Is that the third one or the fourth
How
one?
How is someone just going to find a new tape of him in their house?
I don't see why that sounds so fucking weird. First of all, you ever go to black people's house, they're fucking hoarders. Like, we keep shit forever. My grandma's attic was shit from, like, 1942.
Yeah, but you're not going to find an R. Kelly tape, sex tape in their house.
No, no, no. So, think of this. This is what I think would happen. Like, for instance, like, we all lived at my dad's house, and then, like, maybe, like, when my brother moved out and then I moved out and we left some things around the TV, he put them shits in a box, intending for him to watch it because it said sports tape on it. Then after a while, you was like, I'm not doing anything with this. Let me sit this in the attic.
See, that's what
the attic is for, shit we're never going to fuck with again. That's why you put it up there.
So you mean to tell me?
So then I think they went to clean out the attic and then was like, oh, let me look through some stuff and you know, some keepsakes. The guy was like 83 years old.
The dude?
Yeah. Well, that's what I read. But still.
He lured up, too. Why would he get a lawyer?
Because people are probably, I don't know. That's really interesting.
Yeah, he said he found an R. Kelly tape in his house. He don't know how he got there. And then he had a lawyer, too.
How the fuck can you know? Like,
I think someone left it there. Someone came up there and left it there.
No, they just trying to set him up. That's all.
Wait. His lawyer said, now I get it. It probably is funny. His lawyer said, because first of all, if you did have knowledge of the tape, we going to pull you in on pedophilia charges yourself. So you knowingly had a child.
You can't tell the police,
I knowingly know I had a tape containing an illegal sex act.
Oh, he's a liar.
So that's why he got the lawyer.
All of
a
sudden.
Because lawyers to tell you what words to say. So the lawyer said, okay, now when you go public with this, make sure you say, I don't know how it got in my house. I found it in the attic. The attic's like three houses away. We never go over there.
You know what it is. He wanted to cash it out. He wanted to blackmail R. Kelly, but then he found out Kelly didn't have no more money.
But I thought that would be the timing would be bad, because why would you do this now when he's already in trouble? It's sort of like if I punch you in the face three times, like the fourth time's not really going to hurt.
It's not relevant,
When R. Kelly was doing his thing, he should have been like, bam, got a tape.
Why is R. Kelly broke?
Because then you could have really blackmailed, right?
He's not broke.
You one of those two. Why would anybody stay in jail for two and three nights if they got money?
Nobody is broke.
Oh no, there are broke people.
You mean
entertainers? People. Like when they claim bankruptcy, they're never broke. They got,
of course,
they're sitting
you're
on
by rich people standards, I mean. You know. But no, he
but he
did
couldn't
not,
pay his bail for jail.
Ain't nobody gonna stay in
he
jail.
He had some girls paying. Is that pimping?
Why? Exactly.
First of all, listen. Let's not talk about his bail. They're sending him up.
Who sent who up?
You what?
Kelly? Talk to the mic. Oh my!
What do you mean? Who's setting people up? Who do you mean?
If you gotta say, you gotta back it up. Who's setting who up?
Whoever it is.
You're perfect for this show.
Oh my God! You're exactly wasted on Wednesday.
I'm not black either. I'm with R. Kelly.
Are you on his team? Yeah, I don't think you should be on his team.
You wait. So you don't think he did it, or he did it?
Maybe
did you
some,
see the tape?
All right, have you seen the tapes?
Yeah. I saw.
No, you haven't.
So how could you say you don't know if
he
he's
saw
a pedophile?
The PP tape?
What, the surviving?
No, the PP tape. Oh, Art.
The original tape from the 90s where he peed on the 14-year-old. I watched it.
You've never saw that.
What was a 14-year-old doing there? In the first place.
How dare you shame the victim?
Seriously, what
No. Let me tell you. And let me tell you, I feel you, because when I watched it, I mean, she grabbed that dick like a pro. So I don't feel like she's a victim in the sense of a victim where it's like someone's forcing you to do something. Like, they're having a fucking blast. However, they're just not old enough to make the proper decision that they should be
correct.
In something like
and
that.
All, this is how it well, starts
so
with our
that's why
when
he's
you're
wrong.
At a party, you don't,
no, it wasn't a party.
You're not asking for anyone's age
no,
the,
no, no, no. He had that girl in his house. Or
no,
wherever
no.
they
this
were.
This is how it goes down.
When you are a celebrity, it is your due diligence to double ask. When you're a civilian, you should ask, but when you're a celebrity, you should know people are trying to come at you
but
with lawsuits.
But he always starts by
time.
Saying, I'm going to help your career.
And if you looked at her ponytail, that
she,
was a
that was
little
a child.
Girl.
You could tell it was a little girl.
Yeah, you could tell. She
you
didn't even
tell.
Do her hair
but
yet.
But he starts off by saying, he recruits the family by saying, she's a good singer. I want to help her out with her career. Bring her to the house. We're going to do some stuff in the studio. I'm glad it was full. I mean, closed. Do some stuff in the studio. And then that's when Kelly starts his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because the family brings all the girls, the family drops them off. Like,
wait,
okay, you're going to go.
Some new girl, Lisa Van Allen, is saying that R. Kelly was sleeping with Aaliyah's mother.
Stay with him, that live with him.
Kelly's loose.
You haven't seen their interview.
Who?
The two girls that live with him.
Yeah,
but they're defending him, though.
They're defending him because they're.
And that's all that matters at the current point.
Well,
because they're being emotionally held hostage.
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They can't. They don't know any better. I mean, a dude.
Yeah, they're getting fed. What are they going to say?
They live in a nice house. They live in a house.
They're not the ones.
You know.
And they're of age, so of what they say is not. It really doesn't.
No, they're in the age limit. They're good.
Yeah,
they're
but,
good.
But now they are. They're 21. They've been there for several years.
Did you see Gail interview
when they were young?
Did you see Gail interview?
I only saw the memes and the videos. Maybe a 5 second clip of him flipping.
People have to learn how to represent themselves when they're trying
but
to.
But it's funny the memes they have on that.
They are. Oh my God!
I'm
yes,
not hip to
so
memes.
Funny.
You know that.
What?
I don't meme. I don't. What's this thing? I don't do emojis.
You're boring.
I'm boring?
You're boring.
I'm not. I don't do emoji talk.
Love. Look, in the world of Charlie, my dude, I miss Charlie. Charlie, rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. Bitches love smiley faces.
I know this. I get mad when my homeboys sent me with all these emojis. Like, come on, man.
Corny ass nigga.
Yeah, we send all these emojis.
No bad man uses emojis.
Nah, I just don't see it. I don't see it. And I tell him I don't know what you're saying.
Sometimes it really, you know, it helps to dramatize the story or make it funny. I love emojis. You bugging.
Yeah, but.
Use them with bitches. They love that shit.
Should I?
Hell fucking yeah.
Speaking of women, I was hanging out with a friend this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's a really.
And she
friend.
she kept on saying, Ooh, first of all, I'm over at her spot and we about to chill, whatever, whatever. And she's like,
Netflix and chill? Casey and chill.
She was like, oh, I got a new boo. And I was like, what are you talking about? Why am I here?
Did she say a bae?
She was talking about her vibrator.
Oh, her Bob. She has a battery operated boyfriend.
That's what it is.
She called him Bob.
Yeah, so I was like, what?
You ain't say, like, well, let me try it on you.
Oh, I said, let me see it. Let me see what you're working with.
You know. All right.
She brought out this thing, my dude. And I looked at it. It was doing all this. There was lights.
Wait, did it have the ears? Antennas?
Yeah, for the clitoris.
That's for the clit.
Yeah. And I was like, she's like, oh, yeah, I broke my other one. I was like. So I'm competing against
those pinky ears are very fragile.
Yeah.
I'm broken.
And she was just so like, yeah, I'm so happy with this. I was like, should I leave? What's going on now? But
what
I was just like,
tell me?
I was intimidated by her. I'm looking at this thing like, I'm about to put this. They ain't going to beat no man about this shit.
Put more work in.
It was cool, though.
Now you got to learn how to implement that in your sex play. That could be foreplay.
You know.
Especially since guys don't like kissing anymore. Then that could be your foreplay.
Well, first of all, we didn't need it. So I'm just going ahead and put that out there. But
wait, so did you get to use it on her?
I didn't want to use it on her.
Why?
Because I wanted to use what I had.
Pussy? Like,
no!
You didn't have fun?
I want the vibrator to have fun and get all the credit.
No. They'll still remember you.
Oh,
and the vibrator.
If she said, go get the vibrator, then I'd be like, oh, okay. But she didn't. I'm not trying to be boring.
In this day and age, too, you might need written consent. So I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all about that, too. I save all your little tweet, all your little texts.
No, seriously. It comes to
see,
that.
See, he's married, so
because
I can't.
If you do text messages, it is
it's going to court.
Oh, I'm glad we have a married man here. Uh-oh. Because I remember I had that topic the other day. Like, okay, so if you're in a committed relationship, all right, can your woman wear whatever she wants?
Yeah.
Whether not with you, because I know with you, you're like, I'll just knock a dude out. But if she was going out with her girls, can she wear like a fishnet catsuit?
No, nipples out.
Like, you do you get what
no,
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Did you see the way women are dressing these days? And they're like, "Yeah, I have a man.
Absolutely,
I'm
no,
a feminist.
No, no, no.
I can wear what I want." And I'm like,
I
don't
I
like that.
I love and respect and trust my wife.
I love that
100%. But if I see her, for instance, walking out the house like that, that's absolutely no way.
Yeah. But she wouldn't do that. She'd respect.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but some of these women are just like, I'm doing me and I can wear what I want. And I'm just like, I think you should. I think that's like,
you know, that's respecting your man. Just the power in a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Most of these men nowadays, they're just pussy.
That is true.
Yes, it's very true.
So they be like, I'm going to wear what I want and shut up. So okay, I was like, well, can a man wear what he want to? Because, you know,
but
we
what
don't
can
like,
we wear?
No.
Because at some point, as a man, you got to be, you know, the strong one.
Like, yeah, like,
fuck,
I don't
no,
like,
you can't wear that.
No, but the women are like, well, I'm going to do what I want or fuck you.
All
it's
right,
over.
Fuck you then. That means, then. No disrespect.
No. I love it. It's okay. You know, I was raised by a man. I'm used to talking like this.
You're then not that worthy you that man. You know, like that man can just say fuck you at any time he wants.
Yes. That's what I was
you
trying
to.
That's the point
trust
I was
of the man.
That's exactly my
that
point. I feel like
be,
you wouldn't trust
that means
me or
you
respect
be
me.
You
want
to be out there. You
want
to be shown.
You want attention.
You want attention from these other. Because
why would you dress like that? I
always
like
when I'm out with a woman and men are looking at her.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's why I was like, when he's with her, that's different.
Like, for instance, oh, I wish I was that.
Yeah, you like that. You'd be like, yeah, that's my girl.
Boyfriend's dick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's if they. You know what I said, if it's all about the actions, not what they're wearing, though, but I don't know. You can't start problems by wearing the wrong shit because...
That's what I think.
No, but...
Because I think, like, why are you trying to get attention?
At least, like,
you have
you know,
a man.
Like, hey, motherfucker, don't dress up like that. That's,
no, seriously.
That ain't right.
No, I've seen women with sheer shirts with no bra, nipples out. And I'm like, you have a boyfriend?
And they got a boyfriend?
Yeah, and you see them on Instagram and they're posting like that or taking Ash. And I'm like, you have a man?
Instagram.
I would never do that.
Instagram.
Like, what do you say for your man if
you
dress like that?
You.
Seriously.
I want to call attention. There's a national crisis going on. There's a bunch of men who are dealing with women who now have Instagram fame.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how... I'm going to say this year alone, there's been about 5 dudes I've known. I just seen them. They're like, what's going on, dude? What's popping? Man, I think my girl's cheating on me, man. Since she's been on Instagram posting pictures, dudes are all on her.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is going on?
Yeah.
Man, the whole
listen, Instagram
this
doesn't.
Women's lib feminist shit. But
you
I
think
just
so?
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, I'm being a feminist. I can do what I want. But I feel like, well, then you need to do that 100%. So feminist is meaning like I don't need a man to do anything for me. But these chicks is like, you got to pay me money. You got to get my hair done. Well, then that's not the true definition of a feminist.
It's all about money down there.
Yeah. So they just want to wear what they want and go what they want. But they still want you to pay rent and get hair done and feet done. And
I think, well, if they were going to make a business out of it, a career out of it, fine. But I think it's ruining a lot of mind states. I think a lot of women and men are Instagram lying to themselves, saying, oh, I'm a model now, but you're not getting a check for it.
It's all about that thing, the social fame, you know what I'm saying?
It's corny.
Oh, boy.
I think it's because they have low self-esteem. Because why would you need the attention? Like, look, I get so much attention. I don't post
it's
that shit because I don't want
people.
It.
War seeking and desperate
yes,
for
gotta
attention.
Be.
They even gotta
be.
They just want more. I mean.
Yeah, for instance. I don't know, man.
Careers get built on social media, on scandals, and I mean, the number one person is the Kardashians. They got paid off. That tape started it all off.
Wow.
That's why Ray J said, I started all this.
Yeah, their whole fame started off Ray J's dick.
Yeah. And that was a terrible tape, by the way.
Was terrible, and she was on Ecstasy. I expected her
was
to be
she?
A little bit. Yeah, she mentioned
they
about
were
it
so
recently.
That was like the worst sex I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, yeah.
I was just so disappointed. I remember I saw that. I was like, Rach, come on, Rach.
I was like, is this just
this
fun?
Is it?
That can't.
I saw more Burberry. I was more into the Burberry. They were wearing.
I was
like, oh, okay, it's
the
Burberry. Sweet.
I
like that
remember.
Little bag she got. It was horrible. And then I don't know. I just think that whole situation. I think the Kardashians have. I think they have bad sex.
Well, people are making jokes
it's not
about Khloe's trashy pussy.
They just love big dick.
No, but why do all the men want out? After a year, they're all like, I gotta go. Like, yeah. Tristan Thompson wanted out of that relationship with Khloe.
I heard that, like, in memes, people were making jokes that he wanted out. Where do y'all get that from?
Because why would you mess with your in-law's yeah. best friend.
Because they all hoes.
Yeah, but he did. He wanted out that relationship. He set it up where.
Oh, Tristan wanted?
Yeah, he wanted out. Yeah,
he was where we get back to her. Is on it two purpose. Kids?
They have?
Who gives a fuck?
No, one, but I think he. Oh, no, no, no. But that's why they say it's payback because Chloe got with Tristan when his girlfriend was pregnant.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty much just karma.
It's karma.
Payback. Yeah.
Oh,
and a part of fame, though.
So he cheated on her when she was pregnant, and it's like, yeah, well, that's and the what rest he did of them, with the other. Just
the groupies, you know.
I like the one though. What's her name?
And then
Courtney?
Kylie and Black China used to be best friends, and then Black China got with Rob, and Kylie got with Tiger. Like they're all just
poor Rob.
Doing
where is Rob?
Crazy shit. Eating. He and
Rob
house.
Just
he's smoking and
peaceful.
Eating weed. Yeah,
he's being peaceful.
He's
that's a good way to say.
Eating. He probably
that's a good way to say.
Yeah. What's he doing? Oh, poor thing.
What are you selling down there? What
I
you
wish
got?
I could introduce Rob to somebody nice.
He needs a nice girl.
Yes. I don't like these
Rob is not
him.
Thuggy. He's not rough. Mm-mm. He's always been, you know, he's the mommy's boy.
Yeah.
And I think Bruce, I don't know.
Black China was just way no, too much.
Black China's a mess.
I think Kim and her sister and Kanye West, they went to Armia.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, shout out to them for... You know, putting Armia on the map because most of this...
Can you explain
this,
what Armia is? Because I'm Armia from the Bronx
is,
and it, I don't
Armia
know.
Armia is my country. That's where I was born.
Wait,
at.
Armenia?
Yeah.
Because I barely hear the N. You yes. said it three times.
Yeah.
Armenia.
I didn't hear the N either. You know that.
Armia. He was like, oh, I was like, oh, that's a pretty bitch name.
Yeah, Armenia.
That's correct. That's the country where I was born.
I love Armenians. You guys are so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all think y'all the shit, and that's why I like them.
They got swag.
Kim Kardashian, her husband, and her sister, her whole family. Kim's father was Armenian also, and
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. Time, yeah,
great lawyer.
Armenia. Mm-hmm. And most of the people don't know out here what even Armenia is. And,
oh, no, we know.
That's but, no, but he's right. I mean, when I came here, because I've never met Armenians in New York City.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when I
yeah.
came here, it was like, yeah, I met my first Armenian friend. I'll never forget him in Beverly Hills. His name was Saran. He was just so cool, and he was so cocky and arrogant. I was like, you guys are like black people.
Yeah, they are.
y'all hustlers. Y'all get money.
We're not from the same family, but we're from the same struggle.
Yeah,
definitely.
I like that.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, you hit me some knowledge one day. I like that.
I was
that.
Like, yeah. I love, you guys love family. I love it. You guys are very family oriented.
Very. Definitely. And I rolled with some Armenians. Got in a lot of trouble with some Armenians, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In Vegas. That's why I don't go to Vegas no more.
I used to live in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know all about it. Is your wife listening?
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah.
Better be a good boy.
What's your son's name?
My first son's name, his name is Robert. And my second son's name, I named him after my father. His name is Ashot.
Oh, another Ashot.
Yeah, and the middle name is my brother's name, Vladimir.
Wow, that's
it's
strong.
It's a powerful, strong
name.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Vladimir's kick butt, I swear.
So Ashot Vladimir Karkmazian, that's my son's name.
Wow, he sounds like he's going to be
He's a good kid. Strong. That's the one I met the other day?
No, that's Robert.
Robert?
The one you met the other day, yeah.
Oh, Robert.
He's a
good.
Smart, he's sharp.
Yeah, because I just made a joke, and he looked at me like, don't talk about my dad like that.
Oh, that's so cute.
He was like, I don't see nothing funny about that. I was like, oh.
He's very sharp.
Wait. So did you hear about the thing with the college?
I saw that this morning.
Felicity.
Yeah, $500,000 for her. She paid USC for her kids to go to USC.
What? That is insane. I'm just enjoying that they rolled up at her house. Seven officers with guns drawn.
But
so I'm
what's
just
the
excited.
Crime? What's the crime again? Is it because
you can't pay people to? Okay, so if your children scored a certain score,
they didn't qualify to get in.
Yeah, so they would pay to boost their scores.
They were lying about
would
all types of shit.
Get them in, and it's not fair because what they explained is then that means a person that was actually needing it, didn't get a spot.
They
could be black.
They photoshopped. No. Athletic pictures from high school.
What?
Said there was,
they even did that?
They got them on the rowing team. They never rowed in their life.
I feel like, come on, that's what white people been doing forever. Like, all them kids ain't go to Harvard on their own.
Yeah, but see, what happened is no one fact-checked these kids. You know what I'm saying? Until they just
now.
Got in.
I know, now they got them on tape. They got them on wire tape.
I know a lot of athletes who passed the SATs, and people are like, you did that well on it? No, you're cheating. You got to do it again.
Yeah.
And it was no question.
I passed math class. You know, the teacher just let me take the attendance, and then he passed me. So
but
yeah, it's always been a lot of corruption.
Yeah, if they like you, they pass you. Yeah. But for most but of these people, you got to understand. They got to pay their ways, actually. Yeah. You
if,
know what
this
saying.
Is what I learned. If you go every day to class, mm-hmm. don't miss one day.
But
yeah. You'll get a C.
But I don't understand why they're making a big deal.
Seriously. Perfect.
Why are they making this a big topic?
Because they made
it.
A...
Because people
they
who
got
needed
money,
it...
paying their way.
No, no,
I mean,
no. But people... No, no, no. They got
their...
people who needed that spot that were actually qualifiable.
I know.
Were
they,
turned down.
They got those spots regardless. Whether you got...
No, if there's no. three spots and these three people paid to get in it, and they weren't
no,
even...
No, but it's not. Those three spots are extra.
No,
still...
no,
they
no.
didn't take the extra
there,
spots. They took
there's only a certain
spots.
Amount of tuition school, I mean...
attendees, yeah.
Attendees you can get a year.
That's what you guys
but see,
think
what,
as a...
No, because if it wasn't true, why are
don't
these people paying up to $500,000 for their kids to go to school?
Yeah, that's insane.
Bro, they got money. They're paying their ways. Honestly, it doesn't
nah,
matter.
Nah, you can't do that.
No, it doesn't
can't.
Matter
they
if
were,
they
so
got
a
three,
certain amount.
30 spots or 33 spots. They're paying their way regardless.
Regardless, it's shit that's not fair because then it sets a bad precedent. Then everybody can just
yeah,
be paying
but
their
what,
way.
What,
and then the richest
what they
kids
don't know won't
don't
hurt
even
them either.
Want to
but,
go to school. First of all, Lori Loughlin's daughter, she was talking about she doesn't even want to go
yeah,
to college.
Yeah, that was the worst
so
part.
So that's what they're mad at. Like,
that's the worst
what,
part.
You're taking a spot
what
from a kid that wants to go to college.
Public doesn't know won't hurt them either.
Yeah, but they know now.
Which side
are you on?
Yeah, but
nothing.
See, that I see what
honestly,
you're saying,
you know
but
what
it doesn't. It can't work like that. They were making up foundations.
Mm-hmm.
There was.
So you're falsifying information. You're basically lying. It was more than it's bribery. You're lying.
That's
falsifying
not what I mean.
Documents.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But a school can't willingly know that a kid doesn't qualify to get in their institution and then take money and say, "Come on in,
bro."
I mean, it's just like
you know.
I know what you're trying to say.
People with money always have the easy way.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So,
but what happens when you get caught? You got to pay the piper. Now they got caught.
Exactly. You
I don't know
the
how
price.
They get caught. How did they get caught?
But
that's
you shouldn't get caught.
I didn't
caught.
Find out,
that's
but I just
the
know they were on wiretap. They were on wiretap. So they were
if you
listening
get caught, you
to
get
the conversation.
Well, but you shouldn't get caught
it.
In the first place because.
Well, it was
when
a
you have that money, you got that
wide deal. Certain, it was huge.
If 50 people are in trouble, 50 people are in trouble. That's a lot.
I can't
of
believe they're talking about she got to go to court and she might do some time.
Yeah. And her husband narrowly escaped.
Don't get in
they
trouble.
They don't have anything on him. Are you taking a Lyft?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uber. And Lyft.
Uber.
You know, I can't use Uber no more.
Why? You got kicked off the platform?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Were you late?
How was I late? I don't know. Something happened in the back seat.
Oh.
Well, dude said he was cool. We was just hanging out in the back. And then he
that
reported.
That sounded fruity.
I used to
what?
Drive.
No. The driver was the dude, and I had two friends with me in the back, and we were just kind of partying in the back a
were
little bit.
Were you doing Manchester United screaming in the back?
No.
Because that shit is loud. They're fucking
but
belligerent,
why would,
crazy.
Okay, say if you're in the back, and you have party supplies in the back, and you the dude, you tell the
did
guy,
you
do, mind if we, do you mind if we do this?
Uh-huh.
And he's that like, oh, no, be. go ahead. But then he's still...
Then he reported you?
And we
oh,
tipped
wait,
him.
Wait, wait. Were you guys black? He didn't want any problems. That's why he said yes. Because if he would have said no,
scared.
You probably would have bopped him over the head. Well, no. That's what he would have thought. Oh. I mean, there's a lot of scare when you drive for strangers. You know, it's fucking spooky. You've got people sitting behind you that you don't know. And now they're asking, can I do a drug in your car that might make you a little bit
allegedly.
And you may attack me. So
man,
I probably would say, yeah, go ahead.
I
and then
to,
when you
I
get out.
I used to drive Uber, honestly. Back in,
would you let people do party favors in your car?
I absolutely.
Thank you.
Actually, I.
But
I
you're
did
gangsta.
A,
I mean,
did a party favor with two Playboy models.
Oh, you had to.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Psych. No. Then you woke up. No. Mad jokes. No.
Speaking of married, how come all my married friends are perverts? Like, sending me stuff in my inbox. You don't do it.
No, they just miss the extra pussy.
Yeah, that's but I don't.
Yeah.
I get a lot of midget stuff from my married homies. I'm not into that.
Are married men into midgets? Man, M&M.
You don't even understand what's going on. If I showed you my inbox, you'd be like, is this is
like
terrible.
Is that like a channel on Pornhub, like midget sex?
I think it is.
Is it? What?
I think it is.
Oh, I thought you was about to pull it up on your phone.
I think
that
it is.
That is crazy.
Midget. How you feeling?
I'm feeling
you gonna
great.
Be able to deliver your car?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Loyalty Auto Group.
Man,
oh
good.
My God, I'm telling all my friends about this.
I didn't know you guys did rentals. You had rentals.
Yeah. No, we have rentals. We have leases, purchase, finance.
That's what's up.
I tell you what, the cars what you guys you bring, there's nothing like, I've never seen one car like, oh, it could go for some rims.
You never seen a basic car?
No, never, never.
Oh, but they're all souped up.
But the prices are great because they find what you need.
They find
what's the thing you guys make dreams come true or something like that?
Absolutely.
That's your tagline?
Anyone's dreams come true.
Aww. That's so dope. Seriously, because in California, you need a car.
Do you know this
you
man?
No, wait, you don't have a car. You feel like you don't have any legs. Like for
seriously,
instance,
you do.
Well, you don't have a cell phone. You feel like you lost.
I wish I didn't have a cell phone.
Seriously.
You know, you need a car.
Cell phone is a... I miss the 90s.
Oh, no. I do, too. People were dope.
I trusted people more back
then.
You
said the word dope.
Yeah.
Then.
Nowadays, I don't trust nobody.
Nowadays, you're afraid of your kid going outside and playing outside.
Are you really?
I am personally.
Aww,
I used to be like a street kid, you know, but I can't let my boy go
outside and play. I was going to talk about this, but today's kids are a little bit, the value of life is less.
Yes.
I mean.
Absolutely. They don't know what it feels to be hit in the leg with a rock.
Mm-hmm.
No, see, like that's a good point.
Or falling off the bike,
they
hurting
don't
themselves.
They don't know what the feeling of dirt being.
No.
Yeah.
No, they
don't.
Know what
dirt
you're
being
right.
Their hands
and it's like.
Anymore. They're just.
Emotionally, they don't transition well either. Like, they don't deal with problems, emotional problems well.
Right.
Because it's either like they're hurt and then they're suicidal. I'm going to blow up everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's so extreme.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's
well,
like.
We had to work it
you
out.
Know, a lot of these. It's kind of like in a way they're trying to get. Popularity in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because some kids just got busted. Okay, this rapper just got robbed. Some YMB in LA, some guy.
Oh, yeah. And something you about know, a Bronx
okay,
guy.
So
they deserve
in New York.
Hold on. They deserve to be robbed.
Why? You
why?
That?
Okay,
for being fucking pussies.
Who? Okay. Oh, today's rappers?
Absolutely.
That's an Armenian.
But
token.
Let me see. Let me tell you what happened, though. These dudes got caught because after they robbed the dude, they went straight to Instagram
don't
and
tell
posted
me they
everything.
Went to
yeah,
social
that's
media.
Stupid.
Oh,
why?
But most of these clout. Rappers nowadays,
they're not tough.
Let me just say something.
Uh oh.
It's all media.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe the hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For instance, there's a lot of bullshit going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be you. You don't have to follow anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Be a leader yourself.
Good advice.
That's all it is, you know what I'm saying?
And that's today's show. What a good way to go out. That's the show. We're done. You did the whole show. How you feel?
Absolutely great.
Wow. Tina, I'm glad you came back. Art, thank you for coming on.
I'm back. I'm never
leaving. I learned a lot about loyalty today. I didn't know you guys get us the wholesale rates. That's awesome.
I can't wait.
So that's like the factory invoice.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
for any questions. Any car needs? Hit us up at info@loyaltyag.com, loyaltyautogroup.com. But
okay.
It's loyaltyag.com, info@loyaltyag.com.
Tina,
or at Instagram.
I'm glad you're back.
Or Instagram, Loyalty Auto Group.
Follow.
Yeah, their Instagram's off the chain.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I'll never
We're going to have a guest next week.
And who we having?
I'm going to have a buddy of mine call from Vegas. He makes music in Vegas. I'm on. But I don't know. We'll talk about
Does
it.
He
I
make
have some...
music only in Vegas?
Well, he comes back and forth to Vegas.
The way
and
you worded
he throws
it.
Party. Yeah, right. Oh, God.
music.
Oh, what are you going to do this evening?
Go home and relax. Netflix and chill by myself.
All right, you going to go home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To my wife and kids.
Yes, I'm going to go home and do laundry.
No, that sounds totally fun.
This has been Wasted on Wednesday. I'm Casey. That's Tina. Art joined us today. Thank you, Art.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It flies by every time. The time flies.
And there's going to be many more of this. So
yeah, once a month will be sponsor day. All right, folks.
I like that idea.
Be safe. Tell the truth and be you. We're out.
Ooh, I love it. God bless.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.